At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the show
with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show on a Tuesday. Heidi, Heidi, ho. Welcome to a show that's going to be all about the Dolphins, because that's what everyone is still talking about. And I kind of labored on it this morning. Like, should we just be focusing on the Hurricanes? I can't figure out, you know, the Hurricanes are such a great story. You know, I was thinking, and he's not coming on today. I didn't put him on today, but Joe Zagacki, I was like, maybe I should have Joe Zagacki on today. And I was thinking to myself, you know, in Joe Zagacki's world, in his football world, it's the greatest season that he can recall. And in Dolphins fans' football world, it's one of the worst seasons that you can recall. And I find it funny that there are two dramatically different storylines playing out with the two football teams that we follow. And I find myself, and I guess this is a statement on society in general, I find myself gravitating towards talking about the terrible rather than the great. It's probably, you know, the way most news stations react to things, right? You know, the old WSVN slogan, if it bleeds, it leads. We're kind of there with the Dolphins and the Hurricanes. Hurricanes are having an unbelievable season. They play in prime time Friday night. And everyone wants to talk about the Dolphins. At least in my personal experience from where I've been today and yesterday, people want to talk about the Dolphins. Harder to talk about things that are going perfectly than things that are going terribly. And by the way, Panthers lost last night, but Bob wasn't in goal. So you do the math.
Hawk, with the Dolphins, though, it's fresh. Like the Hurricanes, one, they're coming off a bye week, so like there was nothing to react to over the weekend. But here's the thing with the Kings. They're the best team in the country or the second best team in the country, whatever, right? Like however you want to look at it, they're the best team in the country. At this point, we're just waiting to see, can they go undefeated, right? Like once we get around the ACC championship game, then you can kind of start talking about matchups. You can kind of start talking about, okay, what do they need to do? But they're better than all of the teams they're going to play by a wide margin. Are they? They're 13-point favorites or 12.5-point favorites against Louisville. Louisville was undefeated a week ago before losing to Virginia, I think. I mean, they're going to be double-digit favorites against every team the rest of the way. So it's almost like, hey, they should just go undefeated this year. Why not this year? This is the perfect year to go do it.
I'm not even thinking about that, I have to say. I've put that out of my head. I am only concerned with going to the ACC championship game, winning the ACC, going to the ACC championship game. It is so hard to go undefeated that I've just kind of put it out. Like, I don't even entertain the thought. If they do, it would be great. But I'm not even entertaining the thought. Crowder is here, by the way. He's in New York, and he's getting logged in. He will be joining the festivities momentarily. They had a Joe Buck pivot drop today. I haven't watched it yet, but I love Joe Buck. I used to listen to him on the Howard Stern show, and I saw the pivot preview that they had put out on social media, and it looked like a lot of the same stuff that that Joe Buck has talked about with Howard Stern. Oh, there's Crowder signing in from New York right now. I was saying that I used to watch Joe Buck on Howard Stern because I saw the preview for Joe Buck on the pivot, and it seems like he's telling some of the stories I've heard before on the Stern show where he got hair transplants and it ended up affecting his voice. Yes. He actually couldn't speak. It was one of the residual effects of getting hair transplants. He thought that he might not ever be able to announce a game again.
I think one of his vocal cords got paralyzed. And he was there.
It was just what, the trauma of the hair transplant?
Yeah. Well, they had to. Well, he had hair transplants. He tells the whole story, and obviously better than me because he's a professional broadcaster. But yeah, like he had hair transplants before, and it hurts like hell. So they're like, we could put you under, but we have to put the, you know, the tube in your throat.
Oh,
because
it was
if
that.
You go to if you go to sleep, then we have to do the, you know, the procedure for anesthesia and all that. And it ended up paralyzing his vocal cord. And like the process of like putting pads in there and all kind of stuff and shooting it down his throat with steroids. Like, it's a crazy story.
I'm looking forward to watching it because he's always been a great guest on Howard Stern. Admittedly, I haven't listened to Stern in a while, but he was always a great guest on Howard Stern. And I saw the coming attraction on the Pivot social media today. And it looked like he's just a guy who can chop it up. Like, he doesn't mind talking about anything. I like about him. He's a very down to earth guy.
Oh, no. Cool. Because, well, you know, I've watched him my whole life. So when he walks in, you're kind of like, damn, that's Joe Buck. He walks in. What up, fellas? Yeah, man. Long night. And, you know, he has his coffee in his hand. It's he's a cool dude. A guy you want to drink a beer with.
Here's the tweet Omar Kelly put out. By the way, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Omar Kelly tweeted something and had to do with something that we were talking about yesterday on the show. He says, there isn't one unit on the Dolphins roster that is top 10 in the NFL. This roster is poorly built and the books are bad. Continuing to build off this is a waste of time and seasons. Time to tear it down. Because I can't remember if it was you or Solana yesterday. I said, what's the unit that's functioning well? And I said, maybe the running backs unit. Devon Achane. I mean, Ollie Gordon has looked terrible since week one, but I don't know if that's a function of him or no, I mean, but like what Omar says, like if you don't have a single unit that's top 10 anywhere in the league, you got to start to rebuild the entire, there's nothing to build on.
Yeah.
I guess that was your point yesterday, Solana, is like, there's literally nothing to build on.
I've just looked for identity, right? And I say, okay, at the very least, the Miami Heat, who can't score the basketball, you know, defensively, you're anchored by Bam, and they're going to be a tough team to play and score against. But what do the Dolphins have right now? We said Devon Achane is spectacular. Individual brilliance, no doubt about it. But clearly, it's not good enough to win you football games. What unit can you point to where you say, at least the Dolphins do this every week, and there isn't one consistent thing that they do well week after week through 6 weeks?
No, 100%. There's not a great unit. Devon Achane's good at his job. I would say the receivers could be, but they're so much connected to the offensive line and the quarterback having time and all of that stuff. Where you give, if Tyreek was healthy, you give Tyreek and Waddle to the Kansas City Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills, they would be a top unit. But like I said, if. No, there's no dominant units on this team. No one is worried about getting blocked. No one's worried about getting sacked. No one's worried about them stopping the run or running the ball. No one's worried about their pass offense or their run offense. That's a pretty bad thing to say.
I think you almost have to take Tyreek out of the equation from now on, because I don't think he's going to play again for the Dolphins. So you have to take him out of the equation. Yeah. So now your receiving core is Jalen Waddle, Malik Washington, Nick Darren Westbrook, Waller. Akine, Darren Waller.
Yeah.
There's not a team in the league that would trade their receiving core for ours.
No. I mean,
not a team.
The reality of it. I mean, just that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Can we give Jalen Waddle credit for stepping up in the absence of Tyreek Hill, even though that was one of the worst plays I've ever seen in the NFL, the interception in that first quarter, followed up by a spectacular play
right
before the half. But can we give him credit when he did that in a game that potentially cost them a victory?
That was a terrible play. Jalen Waddle is a solid number two receiver in this league.
And he's could playing be like a one, though, Crowder. He's playing like I'm just saying. Through 2 weeks,
is he? Yes. Is he playing like an NFL one, or is he playing the role of one on the Dolphins? Because there is a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Kyle Crabbs broke down his production. It's a 2 week sample size, to be fair. But since Tyreek has gone down, and he goes through it, but 12 receptions, tied for seventh in the NFL. Again, this is from Kyle Crabbs. 12 receptions, 205 receiving yards, and a touchdown, catching 70% of his targets. And he writes, two games into Waddle's resumed wide receiver one role, and he's at or near the top in a number of categories, ranks fourth amongst NFL wide receivers in weeks 5 and 6. And he trails only George Pickens, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's having an absolute scorching tear right now. And then Kendrick Bourne with New England, who has a quarterback right now that looks like he's a top 10 caliber quarterback in Drake May.
Yeah.
That's crazy too. the New England story, especially after Buffalo last night. New England story, this is going to drive me bat bleep crazy.
They're back on top.
Unbelievable.
I thought
are the Bills frauds?
Ooh, it sure looked like it yesterday.
Who have they beaten? I saw some. I got to find the tweet. There was a tweet I saw earlier. It's like, hey, wait a second here. Who have the Bills beaten? The Jets? The Dolphins? Who's their other win against? Because they have not looked like legitimate contenders the last 2 weeks.
It was something during the broadcast. I think all the teams they beat are under 500. They said something during the broadcast. Ooh. They have a squad, to be honest. Pro Bowl running back, all pro everything, MVP quarterback, great Josh offensive
Allen.
Line.
I mean, starting end to Josh Allen.
They have a hell of a pass rush.
Their defense kind of stinks.
They have a hell of a pass rush, but that secondary, yeah.
They've beaten the Ravens. That was the opening night game. They beat the Jets. They beat the Dolphins. and then they beat the Saints. And now they've lost to the Patriots, who look a lot better than any of us thought. And they lost to the Falcons yesterday. By the way, Kendrick Bourne no longer plays on the Patriots. When I said that, it sounded wrong. He's with the San Francisco 49ers. So I apologize for that. And Hawk, to this point of, hey, who have the Bills beaten? If you really want to take a silver lining to the Dolphins' horrendous start to the season, if you really want to do that, there's an argument to be made for it where you say, hey, the Colts, we all thought they'd be trash with Daniel Jones. That dude's playing like an MVP. They're tied with the best record in the NFL. The Patriots look like a legitimate wild card contender. They have a quarterback playing at a top-notch level right now. You lost to the Bills on the road. You always lose to the Bills on the road. You beat the Jets. The Panthers haven't lost at home yet this season. They just beat the Cowboys. They look good. And the Chargers are a playoff team. So, look, I'm not trying to make excuse making. You know how I feel about this team. I don't think they're any good. I think the roster is trash.
But people should be talking about the Dolphins. The way you're talking about those teams right there is how we thought people would be talking about the Dolphins. That's right. The only place where it's one thing. If we thought the Dolphins were going to be epically bad, and then you look back on the first six games and go, you know what? That Indianapolis team, because they didn't hang with them, was just a really good team. Buffalo, I mean, they hung with them. New England, they had a good – like, okay, if you thought the Dolphins were horrific, but we thought the Dolphins were much better than that. So, no, I cannot give any credit for them hanging with teams that we found out now maybe were better than we thought.
The silver lining is one score losses only.
That's silver lining?
That's not bronze lining. That's not titanium lining. That is aluminum foil lining.
I'm not trying to give you some pudding pie take on this team. I don't think they're good. I've been pretty consistent with that. But if you're looking for a place yesterday, Hawk, where you're saying, how do they get out of this? How do they carve themselves out of just a brutal start? I mean, you could look at the schedule. You could look at who they faced. And you could look at how the games have turned out. They've been in every single one of these games outside of week one. They've been in every one with a chance to win every single game, by the way. They could have beaten the Patriots. Tua had the ball going down the field through an interception. They could have tied the game against the Bills or beaten the Bills. Tua had the ball down a score late in the game through an interception. They had the ball against the Carolina Panthers. They had the game-winning drive, and then they needed to replicate it. They couldn't, but had the ball down a possession. And against the Chargers, they won the game. They won that game until they didn't. Tua made the game-winning play in that game as well. I'm just saying, like,
Solana, you have been listening to Mike McDaniels too much. They won the game until they didn't.
Did they not?
No. Well,
they had the lead. If you're suggesting they had the lead, they did indeed have the lead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But they left too much time for Bryce Young. They left too much time for Justin Herbert. Whoever they're playing, they will have left too much time for. They left too much time for Rico Dowdle. They left just too much time.
We're the San Diego Chargers with Philip Rivers. Down a score, no timeouts. You have to go the length of the football field to go win a game every single game. Philip Rivers in San Diego.
So we're to keep it close, team. Okay.
We're warning track power. Warning track power. Somebody put on the chat, am I a Dodgers fan? No, but I happen to have this game-worn Dodgers jersey, and since they're up 1-0, and to be quite honest, the Brewers ousted my Cubs, so I'm rooting for the Dodgers to move ahead here. I don't want to see the Brewers have any success.
Game-worn by who?
This is a game-worn Dodgers jersey. I can't remember if it was Fernando Valenzuela or Rick Monday, but I guarantee you this was game worn. Chris Perkins is going to join us to talk Dolphins. So let's do a real quick look at the headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
The Heat won games until they didn't also in preseason. Oh, my God. They lost again
last
night.
They haven't won a preseason game, have they?
No. They're 0-5. They play their red, white, and pink scrimmage, benefits cancer research tomorrow. Kind of odd. Normally they do that before preseason. And then they're going to play their preseason.
Terrible if they lost that one.
One more
it's
thing.
It's a scrimmage, learn. See, and it's for cancer. Wow. Just really a double whammy if you lose.
Wow. And the Dolphins have to carve themselves out of a hole. That's not the same.
Is that what he said? I didn't even hear it.
He said, if you want them to carve themselves out of this hole.
Huh? You can carve yourself out of a hole. Why not?
You can carve yourself out of a turkey. You can carve yourself out of a hole.
I think you can.
Somebody says, Hawk got scammed. We are all thinking it. No. It's game worn. I was at the game.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I was at the game. Rick Monday handed it to me.
The good news regarding the Heat, Barry Jackson just tweeted this out. Bam Adebayo, who left the game yesterday, hard fall, went back to the locker room. They ruled it a knee contusion, and Barry Jackson says, doesn't need an MRI, nothing serious. So, good news there.
All right.
The Panthers will not go 82-0. They lost to the Flyers 5-2 last
night.
Got to
play Bob.
Yeah. Going to play the Red Wings tomorrow, 7 p.m.
Do they really need to play Bob? Just get in the playoffs. We know where we are.
Well, if you want to go undefeated, you got to play Bob every game.
I think you're right.
Now it's too late.
We've got FIU football tonight. They're at Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers.
Oh. Is that at FIU? No, you said at Western Kentucky?
You're at not Western going to Kentucky. Game? At Western Kentucky. I will not be at the game. Yeah, I can't make that trip tonight.
You have a better chance of going to the game at Western Kentucky than you do at FIU.
Steven Jacobs, the linebacker that played next to me in high school, went to Western Kentucky. A little tidbit.
Did he make the league?
No, he was 5'8".
Did you say a tidbid?
Tittle biddle?
the tidbit.
Swanky wanky.
You can't get out of it by saying swanky wanky. You said tidbit.
Tidbit, tidbit.
The tidbit. Yeah, not tidbit. A tidbit.
Tidbit. I wanted to rhyme.
Well, by your definition, tidbit rhymes.
Tidbit. Got to say it slow and deep.
And in the NFL last night, the Falcons beat the Bills, we know, and the Bears beat the Commanders. Pretty bad mistake at the end of the game, and the Bears capitalized.
Unbelievable fumble at the end of the game. I had a parlay, Bears to win. I wasn't even taking the points. Bears to win, Rome Odunze touchdown. Did anyone see Rome Odunze's touchdown get called back on a BS call?
Yes, I did.
Unbelievable.
I loved every second of it because I had the Commanders.
I remember.
At the end of a 16 parlay. Goodness gracious.
The game-winning kick was made by Jake Moody. So he was cut by San Francisco earlier this year. He got picked up, flew in, hit the game-winning kick. And what's special about it is that, remember last year, Deebo Samuel with the Niners put his hands on a teammate on the sideline? You guys remember that?
Remember Tabor Pepper, our guy, got involved in that.
That was Moody?
That's a tidbit. I don't remember if it was Moody he put his hands on or the long snapper, but either way, it happened after a field goal sequence or an extra point sequence. And yesterday, Jake Moody being able to kick a bunch of field goals but also win the game in front of Deebo Samuel had to have felt really good for him.
He had 4 field goals last night, just signed with the Bears this week. That was his first day on the active roster and hit the game-winning field goal. And they carried him off like he was Rudy. Was Rudy a kicker? I still haven't seen that.
Defensive end.
They carried off a defensive end?
It's a stretch.
What could you do at a defensive end at the end of the game to be carried off?
You want a spoiler alert?
Sure.
He got a meaningless sack at the end of a game. They were already up and nobody cared, but he worked hard.
Oh, that's the Michael Strahan story.
No, it's not the Michael Strahan story. Rudy earned that sack. He earned that opportunity. He overcame adversity and got the sack. Adversity,
being little and white?
Yeah.
It's not adversity. That's genetics.
It's actually true. You can't argue that.
All right. Your weather. Hey, it's cooler out. Who knew? That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. Chris Perkins is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Before we talk football, let me remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a columnist for the Sun Sentinel, covers the Miami Dolphins, and you can also hear him on Game Day Uncensored here on 104.3 FM WQAM along with Brendan Tobin and our very own Solana. So, Perk, is there a growing divide, I guess I would say, in your estimation with Dolphins players and Mike McDaniel and now Tua because of his post-game comments? Is this thing being held together with scotch tape at this point?
Maybe masking tape, you know? Maybe some masking tape, something a little bit stronger, but maybe some electrical tape. But you know what? We don't know yet because we didn't have access to the locker room on Monday. Today is a day off. I'm actually down here at Feeding South Florida, Jason Jenkins' service day. Jason Jenkins, the former Dolphins media relations guy, vice president of the Dolphins. We're helping package food for the homeless. So there's a couple of players down here, Malik Washington and Jonas Vaiinaia, Kenneth Grant. But I don't know that there's a divide. We haven't been able to talk to the players. I would think that they're not happy. I think the biggest thing that I noticed was yesterday when we talked to players on the podium, Patrick Paul and Aaron Brewer, we asked them what they thought about what Tua said, and they didn't go anywhere near it. They said in-house stuff should stay in-house. And I thought that was a big example of how they think that this matter should have been handled. So that's pretty much all we know right now, but I thought those few words and that gesture said a lot about what they think about maybe how Tua handled the situation.
Hey, Perk, you got a guard and a D tackle down there. Let them get some one-on-ones in. Goodness gracious.
Show some techniques. All right.
Go over some points. Kick back, smash rush. Let's work on some hand movement.
Right. I'm going to suggest that.
Perk, you were there when Tua – It makes no sense to me. Went off the rails with the player-only meeting attendance. Like, where is that coming from in your estimation? Why the hell did he do that post-game?
I don't think Tua gets it. I think he's tone-deaf to things that how they're going to be received. And, you know, Tua's not a mean-spirited guy. He's not a guy who wants to put people on blast. But I think he's also a guy who doesn't understand how the public is going to receive things. And I think he badly underestimated how this was going to go over publicly. You know, the thing when he said something about I go home and play video games with my kids after games, and that didn't go over well. I think what Tua meant was if I have a bad day at the office, I can go home and play with my kids and they don't care and I'll immediately feel better. But it's not what he said. And it's not how the message was received. And so I think that probably this was one of those situations where he put something out there that shouldn't have been out there, and he had no idea how it would be received. And this thing is blown up into a national story. And he should know, though. He should know. I know that he gets counseled on this stuff. I've been told he's been counseled before when he stuck his foot in his mouth. But for some reason, it just doesn't register with him. And so I think that that's what this is. I don't think he was trying to really put anybody on blast or put their business out there. but he did it, and he should have known better.
Is it possible, Perk, that there's a divide between Tua and Mike McDaniel? Because there was some takes from some national pundits, some former players, where they're saying, hey, Tua is basically asking for help here. Tua saying, why won't our head coach be a bit, I don't want to say meaner, but a bit more of a disciplinarian against some of these guys who maybe aren't respecting the process that Tua is trying to abide by. So I wonder, like, these two guys who we all feel are joined at the hip, do you think there's a divide between the two of them right now?
That's the first sign that I've seen that there would be a divide. And you know what? That explanation doesn't really make sense to me, Solana, because these are player only meetings. I'll say this. I wrote in back in November about players only meetings that they had, all 53 players on the active roster, the 16 from the practice squad, and they would have them in a big conference room. And those meetings are called by the leadership council. You know, I talked to Kendall Lamb, Zach Sealer, Teron Armstead, and Alec Ingold about those meetings, and they gave me the details of it. And I wrote a column about it. That's not what Tua's talking about. He's talking about player-led film sessions that happen on Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Friday morning. Mike McDaniel has no control over who shows up at those meetings and whether they're tardy. That's all player-led. And so for Tua to talk about leadership, you're talking about yourself, like players, you know, the team captains or the offense is in charge of that. As a matter of fact, after the game, I was talking to a veteran offensive player, and I was telling him about how Kenneth Grant said that coaches go to some of the defensive meetings, defensive line meetings, at those film watching session meetings. And he looked at me like I had a third eye. He was like, what do you mean coaches go to the defensive meetings? And I was like, well, KG said, you know, such and such. And he was like, I don't know anything about that. So I guess, you know, that's just a defensive line. And we later found out defensive back thing. But, Mike McDaniel would have nothing to do with players coming late to player-led film-watching sessions. So I have a hard time believing that. But if – you know, look, when you lose, there is finger pointing and there are rifts that form. So maybe this is the first public indication that maybe there is something going on there between McDaniel and Tua.
And Perk, you covered me. I don't know exactly how long you've been covering the Dolphins, but you've been around a lot of teams. This player-led thing, I'm glad you brought the player-led meeting thing. It's just guys getting together to get ready to play ball. Like, we would go, and I play, we'd go and watch film or look at the run game if they have a crazy run set. We didn't call it player-led meetings. We called it getting ready for Sunday. And they're making this big deal about now this player-led meeting thing, like you're saying, the Kenneth Grant coach is coming. It started back in November, you know, started before, and now it's Tua calling people out. Like, have you ever seen an emphasis put on player-led meetings? We didn't have a name for it. It's calling getting ready for damn Sunday.
Exactly. And Janet, that's part of Tua like being tone deaf. Like, the wording means something here. And you've got to be specific. And you know, and Tua also said that there's guys that are missing these meetings and showing up late. And then somebody said, as a follow-up, to be specific, Tua, do you mean players are missing the meetings or they're late? And he said, late. Yeah. And it's like, but you say it missing and you talk about, should we make a mandatory? So I don't know. I think Tua just temporarily lost his mind. And like I say, I think he's tone deaf. He doesn't understand, you know, if you're talking about player led film watching sessions, say that. That's different than the players only meetings that are everybody, all 53, and that are called by the leadership council. We're talking about two different things here. Tua's got to be more specific when he communicates, because it leaves room for interpretation, and then that leaves room for people to speculate, and that's the situation we're in. Is there a rift between Tua and McDaniel, and why are coaches have to be being invited to player-led meetings, and why are players late? Did they not respect each other? Has McDaniel lost control of the team? And just it just opens the door for all of these questions.
Who do you think he was referring to? He was referring to a specific player. I know it. Who do you think it was?
Oh, I'm not even going to speculate. I don't know. You know, last year.
I love reckless speculation, Bert. This show is built on reckless speculation.
My business has its fries on that also now. But, you know, last year everybody would have pointed to Tyreek, but, you know, that it's you don't, you know, say goodbye to the bad guy, right? You can't say that about Tyreek anymore. So I don't know. I honestly have no idea. And I don't even know if he's talking about, you know, quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, offensive line. I have zero idea who he's talking about here, how many people he's talking about, what late means, 5 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, you know, and the bad thing is Tua talks tomorrow, you know, quarterbacks talk on Wednesdays. He's going to get peppered with all these questions. I bet there's not one Cleveland Browns question asked tomorrow. It's going to be specify this.
What I was going to ask you. What do you think he's going to say tomorrow? Because he's got to try to make this go away. So what do you think he's going to say?
I think he answers 3, 4, 5 questions, and after that, I just want to talk about Cleveland. I'm only answering questions about Cleveland. That's probably what I would recommend, even though it's going to come off as kind of BS, because you opened this box and now you need to put everything back in it, but you can't put everything back in it. Probably the smart thing to do is field 4 or 5 questions and then just change it. Just try to change the narrative. I'm only going to talk about Cleveland. I've answered your questions. That's looking back. I prefer to look ahead. You know, I'm taking care of this internally now. It's a team in-house matter. You know, I've given you some answers, but we're not going to do this for 30 minutes. That's what I would advise, but we'll see what happens.
Perk, we talk about it on Game Day Uncensored, where I told you, look, I don't think this roster is very good, and I don't think they're going anywhere. But earlier in the show, I was just trying to build the case, just trying to build one about, hey, the Dolphins season, while they're not going to the playoffs, it's salvageable in the sense that they could still win some games here. I don't think they're going to end up 1-15. All these games that they've played where they lost, you know, you could make the case they're one score games. They had the ball down the end of the game with a chance to either tie or take the lead. Or in the sense of the other day, they did take the lead. They had the game winning drive and they ended up losing the game. Like, is there anything to build on at all? Like, can Mike McDaniel point to something and say, hey, there's still hope here?
Yeah, there is, because you have seen flashes of things, right? I mean, Malik Washington had the 74-yard punt return, so that's a special team thing. You've had the comebacks on offense. Jack Jones punches that ball out against the Jets on defense. By the way, it would be easier for them to be 0-6 than you know, 4-2 at this point. But we digress.
Good point.
But you know, they're, yeah, I know, I'm such a downer.
That would ruin Solana's moment there.
Right. He's so right though. Kirk, you're so right. They're closer to being 0-6 than they are. As close as they are to being 4-2 or whatever, they're way closer to being 0-6. You're right.
They are. But there's things you can point to: Darren Waller, Patrick Paul, Devon Achan, Aaron Brewer, Jordan Brooks. You know, sadly, you can't point to Minka. I don't know if he looks at the standings and he gets more and more pissed off that he's not in Pittsburgh anymore. But I'm surprised. And, you know, you can't point to Zach Sealer or Chubb or Phillips. But there are positive things going on with this team. They just have to cross some T's and dot some I's. And that's kind of the difference between good teams and bad teams, though, right? I mean, the good teams are able to take care of those details and bad teams can't. But there are a few positive things for this team to point to, definitely.
Speaking of those positive things, I was going to say, Perk, all these positives. This is something else Solana brought up earlier in the show. All these positives you're talking about. Is there a team in the league that would trade any position group with the Dolphins? Not just Waddle. They have to take all their receivers and take all our receivers. Take all our corners, give them all their corners. You think there is a position group that would be traded by any other team?
Maybe inside backers, where you got Jordan Brooks, Terrell Dotson, KJ Britt, and Willie Gay, although they aren't making many plays. On paper, you would take the edge rushers, but they aren't making any plays. That's about it, right? A kicker and punter. I mean, Jake Bailey has been balling, And Riley Patterson has been a good kicker, but that's kind of weak, huh? Give me your kicker and punter for my kicker and punter.
Plus, he can't hit a long one, so it doesn't matter. No one's taking Riley Patterson. He can't hit a long field goal. You can't even have him out there.
Debatable.
No, it's crazy how the nothing is really going right for this team at this time. It's just absolutely crazy. And you know what? I said this on my podcast today with David Peronis. You know, if this team gets to like 2-9 or 2-8 or something, I wonder if they would trot Zach Wilson out there, wondering, do we have the next retread quarterback in the tradition of Daniel Jones and Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold? Are we sitting on our next, you know, our next first round washout? Who's a retread? If you're at 2-9, you might you might trot them out there to see.
Yeah. I'd rather see Quinn Ewers out there. All right, Chris Perkins, go continue doing good work in memory of Jason Jenkins. He was a good man, and everybody misses him.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate everything the foundation does there. Thank you, Perk.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll talk.
There you go. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.